What a mighty God we serve. Angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adores him. What a mighty God we serve. He is faithful. Pastor Butler, I'm traveling today. If you can, I would like for you to facilitate this call and make it strong till about 6:30. I'm traveling. I'm on the road, and I don't want to start praying and the phone hang up or they can't hit me. And so, Pastor Butler, I want to submit this call to you and allow you to take us on through, as you would say, into the Mahias till about 6:30. It's in your hands. More grace.
More grace, sir. Well, grace be unto you and peace be multiplied, Pastor. We pray the strength of God upon you. I pray for him to strengthen your voice as you are traveling and bless you and your endeavors to please him in the cross. Family, how are you? We thank God for every one of you that have made it upon this prayer line. Before we go to ask his majesty anything, and I've got some prayer points that I'm going to deal with, but before we do that, we're going to enter into his gates with thanksgiving. That's right. And we're going to come before his presence and in his courts with praise. And we're going to show our spirit of gratitude and appreciation. Hallelujah. The Bible says in Psalms 34 that we are to, amen, bless the Lord at all times. His praise continually be in our mouth. We're going to enter his gates with thanksgiving, come before his presence with singing, knowing that the Lord, he is God. It's he who made us and not we ourselves. Let's go before him. Everybody, amen. I want you to open your mouth and give him glory. Father, in the matchless, majestic, magnificent, miraculous, and magnanimous name of his majesty, our Lord Jesus, the very Christ, hallelujah, the King of kings, the Lord of lords, the Prince of life, the bread of life, the water of thirst, and the meat of hunger, we bless you. And we bless you with the fruit of our lips, giving thanks unto your adorable, matchless, amen, and magnificent name. There's none like you. There's none to be compared with you. You alone, you are God. Great is your faithfulness. Father, once have we heard and twice have it been spoken, hallelujah, that power belongs to God. And we acknowledge, Lord, that we are nothing without you. It's only in you that we live, we move. Hiya! Hallelujah, and we have our being. Oh, God, thank you that you've called us from darkness into your marvelous light. We thank you, God, for raising us from the guttermost to the uttermost. Thank you for giving us, Lord Jesus Christ, hope beyond the grave. Oh, Lord God, and an inheritance among them that are sanctified. We give you glory. Hallelujah. Glory to God that you have made us worthy by the blood of the Lamb. Thank you, Lord, that we who were not once a people are now made the very people of God. We stop and give you praise. We celebrate you. We honor you. Father, our soul makes her boast in you. Oh God, what shall we render unto you, your majesty, for all the great things that you've done for us? Hiya! Oh, we'll take the cup of salvation. And we're calling on the name of the Lord. For your name is a strong tower. Hallelujah. The righteous run into it and are safe thereat. Your name is wonderful. Your name is Counselor. Hey, you are the mighty God. You're the Prince of Peace and the Everlasting Father. You are Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus, the Blessed Messiah. You are the rock of our salvation. You are the Lord Jesus Christ, hallelujah, plant that comes out of the dry ground. You are the root of Jesse. We give you glory, Father, because you are Lord, the great I Am. You are the Jehovah Sabaoth, Jehovah Teskenu, and Jehovah Makedesh. Your name is exalted, hallelujah, high above the earth. And your glory, hallelujah, set above your people. Oh, Lord, as we come before you now, we thank you for our pastor. Thank you for Brian Kahn Jr. Thank you for him, Lord. Thank you for putting him in the office, hallelujah, of the apostle, of the prophet and the overseer. Thank you for using him, Father, to put a push in us. We lift him up now. God, we lift him before you with thanksgiving, and we honor him who you have honored. And we don't honor him with words only, but God, in deed and in truth. Father, we thank you for it. Thank you for this prayer that you used him to, Lord Jesus, become a push and to become a springboard to thrust us into. We give you divine praise for him. Thank you for everything that's close to him, everyone that's close to him, anything that matters to him. Father God, we call it to be mattering to us. In the name of Jesus, Lamb of God, strengthen him now. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you, Lord. Come on, for the next 15 seconds, open up your mouth. Come on, handmaiden of the Lord. Come on, man of God, stop what you're doing. Praise him. Open up your mouth. Let the high praises of God be in your mouth as a two-edged sword. Cut. My soul. Cut. Come on, put that sword out. Cut. We cut oppression. We cut depression. We cut discouragement. We cut anxiety, frustration, humiliation, and aggravation. Oh, God, with a praise. On Debiosa. God, Manasseh. Come on. Cut. Rastepe on Debiosa. In the name of Jesus. My God, hallelujah. In Jesus' mighty name, we give him the glory. Amen. Our first prayer point is we're getting ready to take dominion. We're taking dominion over all satanic rule, over all satanic activity, and over all satanic regions. All the governments and authority, God told us we have the power. Hallelujah. In the book of, amen, bless God, Luke, amen, 10 and 19, he said these words, "Behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you." Hallelujah. And then Luke 10 and 20, it says, "Notwithstanding in this, rejoice not that the spirits are subject unto you, but rather rejoice because your names are written higher." Glory to God. In the Lamb's book of life. Amen. Lift your right hand up right now. Say, we overthrow the wisdom and confidence and the conference tables of the wicked and scatter them wherever and whenever they gather. Come on, let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you right now. You told us in Matthew 11 and 12, hallelujah, from the days of John the Baptist unto now, you said the kingdom of God and the kingdom of heaven suffereth violence, and the violent take it by force. God, you told us to not negotiate, elaborate, or even communicate, but you said to become radically violent and to take it. So, God, we take the position that you purchased in your own blood, that we would not, Lord, be in subservitude to satanic and demonic rule and activities that would keep us stifled, stagnated, and bound. We take authority and we overthrow all the wisdom and every conference table of the enemy and the wicked. Hallelujah. We send the spirit of confusion, hallelujah, over every plot and plan that is set against KCC Houston, KCC Jacksonville, KCC Charlotte, CCIF, BCM, and those that are connected to you by way of the blood. We release spiritual weapons of mass destruction upon their headquarters. Hallelujah. We go to the very Lord headquarters, Namasole, and we become Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Destroyers of the destroyer. In the name of Jesus, we become Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. The disruptors of the disruptor. We disrupt the headquarters where the plans and the plots are made in Jesus' name and destroy all of their weapons and means of retaliation, every retaliatory spirit. Hallelujah, we don't bow down or cow down. Hallelujah, we send notice to you now. Be destroyed. Be destroyed. be destroyed. Now, now, now. Come on. Oh, hey, right there. I feel it right there. Be destroyed now. Higher. Hanabohosaka. We advance and take and rule their territory by the power of the Holy Ghost. And in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, Hari, the Lamb of God, we stand up as the redeemed of the Lord and we say so. We take rule on our jobs. We take rule in our community. We take rule, hallelujah, in our cities. And we pray, Lamb of God, as you have placed us strategically there, hallelujah, that we would stand in the gap and make up the hedge for the land and for the people. We decree and declare peace in our home. We decree and declare our children shall come from afar off. We release them from satanic rule. We release them from satanic authority. In Makosipaya, we're not asking, we're demanding. Be loosed. Be loosed. Be loosed in the name of Jesus. Oishata. Leba Krosa, Kene, Rabba, go and take your child back. Harry, stop talking about them. Take them back. Glory to God. And as Pastor said, you don't pray just once. You become, amen, bless God, like the woman, the widow woman that, amen, bless God, came before the judge. And she wearied him and said, avenge me of my adversary. And though he would not, hallelujah. He said, listen, I don't fear God, neither man. He said, but because this widow woman continually weary me, he said, therefore will I answer. Then Jesus said, did you hear what the unjust judge said? He said, now shall not God, hey, woo, glory. He done paid a price that he didn't owe. And, amen, bless God, you owed a price you couldn't pay. And he, amen, bless God, he brought you from darkness. Well, if he brought you from darkness, shall he not that much more hear your cry? But you got to cry. Hallelujah. You got to cry. You got to call on him. For it shall come to pass, whosoever calls on the name of the Lord, they shall be saved. Hallelujah. You got to call on him. He give you the grace, but you got to use the grace he give you. He gives you faith, but you got to operate in the faith he gives you. Hallelujah. He gives you all things pertaining to life and godliness, but it's up to you, hallelujah, to appropriate. Hallelujah. Woo, glory. I felt that. Yes, sir. It's up to you to appropriate those things in your life. Amen. Bless God. He deliver you, but amen, bless God, he ain't going to walk in your deliverance. You got to walk in your deliverance. Oh, my God, thank you. Blow shy. I'm getting ready, amen, to pray a prayer point. We getting ready to command a transfer of wealth from darkness to light. Pastor preached a phenomenal message last night. Amen. If you didn't hear it, please, please go and pull that message down. Hallelujah, because God wants you to have more. Amen. So we're getting ready to pray the prayer point. We're going to command the transfer of wealth from darkness to light because God wants us to have more. Wherever you at, don't be satisfied. Don't be content. Glory to God because more is sitting before you. But the lack of it is because you don't have enough, amen, hunger for it. So Isaiah 45 and 3, the Bible says there, Isaiah 45 and 3, and I will give thee the treasures of darkness and the hidden riches of secret places, that thou mayest know that I am the Lord, which called thee by thy name, am the God of Israel. Did you hear that? He said he's going to give us the hidden treasures, the secret treasures. Those things that we don't even know that the enemy, the Gentiles, hallelujah, are holy. Glory to God. Amen. Lift your right hand. Say, Lamb of God, we thank you for what you have given us. We command an immediate transfer of wealth and power from the treasures of darkness into the bank accounts of the saints, their businesses, our churches, and into the control of the true prophet, hallelujah, and leaders that you have placed in this hour. Hallelujah. Come on, let's pray. Lamb of God, we bless you now. Hallelujah. You said that, Lord Jesus Christ, not only is healing the children bread, but all things that pertain to life and godliness. Father, and life pertains unto Lord Jesus. You would that above all, we would be in good health. Hallelujah. Bless God and prosper. So we thank you for the prosperity of your people. We decree and declare the more right now. We decree and declare how the more being transferred from the bank accounts of Lord Jesus Christ, wicked men, dope dealers, hallelujah, thieves and liars, crooked politicians, scam artists, hallelujah, that is being transferred higher, hallelujah, from their account to ours. Father, we thank you right now. Hallelujah, our main objective will be to spread the gospel and to win souls for the Lamb of God. Father, we thank you now that you're giving us the more, not just that we might harbor it, but that we may become a distribution point, that we might become a conduit to allow glory to come through us to whomever, Lord, you have placed it to be. Father, those that are assigned to us by default, those that are in our family, let us become the very sponsors, hallelujah, of their spiritual growth and their prosperity. Father, in the name of Jesus, let your people become the sponsors, hallelujah, of every church of God that's ordained by you, being built without Lord Jesus Christ's toil and without borrowing. Father, I thank you now for God blessing us to be a blessing to our prophet and to KCC, that we would be debt free in the name of Jesus, that would be no halo of burden of finances, Matuya, because you're giving us more finances, more favor with those around us, more favor on our job, more promotions, more, Lord, increase. You shall increase us more and more that we might receive the hidden. Hey, come on, pray right there. In the end, I felt that. Come on, come on. Hey, katato, litopa, jishkinamon, dililiba, unsike. Come on, reach in and get it. Come on, reach in. Come on, pray out your belly. Hey, come on, yonderidibi. God, we give you divine praise right now. Father, that we're going to use it. But the furtherance, every business person, hallelujah, that you're giving more, is going to use it to further advance the kingdom of God, to further advance the vision of KCC, the vision of where they are, the vision of their ministries, wherever they are, that's in the name of the Lord, those ministries that you have ordained, hallelujah, to represent you and be ambassadors. Thank you now. Hallelujah. Treasures of darkness, come to us now. Now. Hidden treasures, be made manifest now. Now. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We give you praise, Father. We give you glory now. We give you honor now that it is in fact so. Hallelujah. We bless you in advance. We're not waiting for any walls to fall. Hallelujah. We shout now. We shout in advance. We give you glory in advance because we're not walking by what we see. We're not walking by what we have. We're not walking by where we're at. We're walking by what you said. And we let you be true, higher pole, and every man be a liar. We decree what you have decreed. Hallelujah. And not only are we blessed, hallelujah, with the hidden treasures of darkness, not only do we have the more from you, but God, you told us we were more than conquerors. We're more than what we're going through. We're more than what we've been through. We're more than our failures. We're more than our heartaches. Hallelujah. We're more than our disappointments. We're more than our setbacks. Higher. Oh, God, you have us to have more. We are more. We're more than what people have said about us. We're more. Than what the enemy, hallelujah, can put upon us. We're more than. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Glory to God. My God, I feel a stir here in my belly. Glory to God. Give God glory and praise. We're getting ready to pray this prayer. We're getting ready to pray this prayer. Now, before I turn it over, we're going to pray. hallelujah, for divine protection for our overseer and prophet, hallelujah, and Pastor Brian Kern Jr. We're going to pray divine protection for the apostle of this ministry. Glory to God. Somebody say, apostle, yes, apostle, hallelujah. Kishana namusipia. Glory to God. The apostle, hallelujah, we're going to pray divine favor and divine protection in the name of Jesus. According to Jeremiah 29:11. Yes, Jeremiah 29:11. Amen. He worked like a workhorse last night. Hallelujah. And I'm so grateful to God. It's one thing to see men tell you to get on the altar, but it's a blessing, and it ought to provoke. Hiya! Hey, yes, Lord, I felt that. It ought to provoke every one of us when we see our man of God laying out. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That we should, amen, follow the same in kind. And surely it ought to not just be seeing him. It ought to be something that is birthed in us to, amen, reproduce. Glory to God as he leads us by example before his majesty's throne. When the royal scepter's handed out, come boldly. Hey, yes, Lord, before the throne of grace that we may obtain mercy. I love you. Jeremiah 29:11. My God, I'm stirred here. Listen to what he said. For I know the thoughts that I think of toward you, saith the Lord. What are they, Lord? Thoughts of peace. Like Pastor says, God is not mad with you. Get it in your spirit. I know you're jacked up, but he's not mad with you. He made provisions for you. Hallelujah. Thoughts of good, thoughts of peace, and not of evil, to give you an expected end. So he already knows the thoughts, and having that in mind, listen to what he says. No weapon. I'm in Isaiah 54:17 said that no weapon that is formed against thee shall prosper. Why? Because his thoughts is of peace and of good and not of evil. So you can have an expected end. Therefore, any malicious, satanic, demonic weapon formed against him is not going to prosper. Hallelujah. And every tongue that shall rise up against Prophet Khan, hallelujah, and the scripture says, against thee, in judgment thou shalt condemn. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and their righteousness is of me, saith the Lord. That's Isaiah 54:17. Let's pray. Amen. First of all, lift your right hand. Lift your right hand. He told you this morning. Why? Because that's the power side. That is the power side. Lift your right hand. That's what they have you to do when you, amen, taking an oath, amen, in court. When you're swearing in the military, you lift your, you lifting your power side. Amen. Bless God. The dedicated side, the committed side, lift that right hand. Hallelujah. Listen, let's say this. We declare that any diverting spirit, yes, Lord, personality, human vessel, satanic device, or curse shall hereby cease its operation in our pastor's finance, his life, his relationships, and his spiritual walk with God. Come on, let's pray right there. We command it to cease its operation. We command it to be nullified. We command it to be uprooted. Hallelujah. And that the operation comes to naught in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And that his love for the people of God, hallelujah, would not be interfered with, Lord Jesus, offenses. Hallelujah, hurts. Glory to God. We lift him up, Lord, and strengthen your man of God. Strengthen him with all might in his spirit, man. Cover him, Lord, in the name of Jesus. God, we declare, hallelujah, permanent denial. Permanent denial. Hallelujah. Permanent denial and access to the wisdom, hallelujah, of the enemy towards the wisdom of God that you are giving him. We Lord, decree that permanent denial, hallelujah, be granted, hallelujah, to the enemy now, Hashapiah, hallelujah, for any advancement of glory that, Lord, you would give him, that they would not be able to interfere, intrude on Lord Jesus Christ, distract on Lord Jesus Christ, destroy. In the name of Jesus, let every spirit be blinded and defeated to any of his movements and be rendered mute. Every tongue that rises against him, let it cleave to the roof of their mouth. Mute the gainsayer. Mute those that would send Lord Jesus Christ, hallelujah, your words to pull down his character, his personality, his ministry, his driver, hallelujah, that would interfere, interrupt, hallelujah, and Lord Jesus Christ, hallelujah, come in and disannul anything that, Lord, he loves. We stand and it's muted now. Every gossiping spirit, every spirit of slander, come on, pray, shut up. Don't be asking him to pray for you and you want him to speak a word to you. Pray for your leader. Come on, come on, yeah. We render it muted. Hallelujah. Every courtroom that would speak anything, every lawyer, hallelujah, mute it now. In the name of Jesus, all missed opportunities, we pray, hallelujah, every diverted wealth, any lost investments, any stolen goods or money shall immediately be returned, hallelujah, sevenfold, hallelujah. We thank you now, you're causing it to immediately be returned to our man of God, and furthermore, we declare that all monitoring spirits, with or without a body, be denied access. Oh, glory, and be desensitized, be disorganized, hallelujah, and permanently be displaced from every aspect of his life. We declare safe travel. Yes, Lord. We declare safe travel now. Hallelujah for the man of God. We declare safe travel. Let his driver be alert, astute and aware of every road hazard condition and every, Lord, thing that the enemy would use to somebody, hallelujah, to bring an accident. All accidents have been, Lord Jesus Christ, set aside. We thank you. Hallelujah. It may come, but it will not come to him. Yibioshaye. Glory, hallelujah, cover him by land, sea, and air, in Jesus' name, my God, hallelujah, in the matchless name of his majesty. Come on, go ahead and give God praise for about the next, amen, bless God, 30 seconds, just praise him, hallelujah, that our set man is covered, praise him, that our set man is kept by the very power, by the very power of God through faith. Hallelujah.
Well, what a mighty God we serve. He is faithful and righteous. We thank God for Pastor Butler holding down the fort and praying the prayer of faith. You know, I don't care what nobody tell you. If anything's going to change in your life, it has to change through prayer and intercession. Thank God that it is one of the strengths of my life. Prayer, preaching is a extension of prayer. Singing is an extension of prayer. Study of the word in my life is an extension of prayer. But I love to pray. Men ought always to pray and to faint not. So I thank God for the spirit of prayer. I had to make a run, but I am headed to Charlotte. We have men's meeting tonight. That's right, 8 o'clock. The brethren coming together to fellowship with one another. And again, I want to challenge everybody to meet me in the morning at 6 o'clock. I will be strong. Hallelujah. I'm strong now. But I'll be praying with you in the morning at 6 o'clock. We're sharing with you some other things that the Lord has shared with me some things that are getting ready to happen. And we're going to see something on the news very soon concerning some kind of submarines that are being stationed in a certain place. We'll see this on the news very soon. Some about some subs underwater. I don't know if it'll be near Russia, near Cuba, something, but I see something going on the news concerning an underground threat. Our submarines or somebody's submarines being placed in a certain position that is causing them to wonder what is going on. God has been speaking to me very heavily concerning this war. I told you that China was going to back Russia. And you see it happening now. Matter of fact, I believe America just told China that if they did, there would be some grave consequences. But nothing sneaks up on the church. Amos 3 and 7, surely the Lord God does nothing, but he revealeth his secrets unto his servants, the prophet. I'm honored to be a vessel that he chooses to speak to. Remember this, prophets get secrets. Apostles get mysteries, and I'm grateful to the Lord that he has shared with me his mysteries and his secrets. I want to challenge every one of you to be in the morning, 6 a.m., ready to pray, ready to call on the name of the Lord. The 18th and the 19th, this week, that's right, the 18th and the 19th, this week, guess where we at? In Atlanta, Georgia. Calling on Jesus. I want to challenge every one of you to meet me in Atlanta for the underground prayer movement. I want you to be a part of it. Sign up to be a part of the underground prayer movement. That's 904. I'm not no 904. That's Jacksonville area code. Y'all pray for me. That's www.briancarn.com. Sign up for the underground prayer movement. But let's be a part of what God is doing. Let's get in prayer. You are blessed. You are favored. You are anointed. You can't be stopped. No weapon formed against you shall prosper. And by the way, because God is the greatest power, you'll never, never be defeated. Look forward to praying with you in the morning at 6 a.m. Brothers in Charlotte, let's meet with each other. Hey, Laba. Shatile mandala kudaya. La dala wandele beke tele beki tala mandalosa. Selum dele kidala alabosha. Brothers, let's meet Charlotte tonight at 8 o'clock. And I'll see all of you in prayer in the morning, 6 a.m. You are blessed. More grace.